smell like you should. Don't smell any of that underlying nasty scent that lets people know you're an alpha. Your scent easily entangles with mine, making you smell like a proper omega. You've never smelled better, little lamb. Means that your shift is almost complete. People aren't going to be mistaking you for something you're not anymore. I'm sure that's a nice feeling, isn't it? I've been bitching you for less than a week, and you're already almost there. I don't think it's going to take more than one or two knots for the change to complete. Your organs have already shifted. Your cock has inverted, creating a tight pussy for my cock. You're not disappeared, making way for you to self-lubricate and be able to stretch around a real alpha's knot. And your balls, well, your balls have retracted completely, remade into the ovaries an omega deserves. All that's left is a pretty pussy instead of your nasty cock and useless knot. Despite your initial hesitation with being bitched and all, you're now excited to feel your first heat, aren't you, little lamb? Omegan pheromones overtaking your alpha wants. You know not to fight your instincts. Doesn't matter if they're new or not. It makes us feel sick when we don't give our bodies what they need. And what your body needs, it's a little different than before. You have to get used to the needs of being an omega, not an alpha. You no longer have those responsibilities, little lamb. What kind of an alpha doesn't have a knot? I've never heard of one. And that's because there's no such thing. Your body has already gotten the message. You were always supposed to be an omega. Considering how little time it took for me to change you, it's almost as if your body was craving this, wanting to be put in its proper place. All you need is my bite mark on your neck, and you'll be a happy, mated bitch, won't you? Model hickeys, cover your fragile neck as you lay underneath me, feeling my hardening cock against your thigh. Can't help the fresh wave of slick you feel start to leak out of your pussy. It's so cute. Already getting excited at the premise of your alpha breeding your needy hole. You're no different than the rest of the omegas in our pact, are you? Wanting your alpha's knot, plugging your hole, stretching you out as you feel load after load. It wasn't hard for Alpha to get you to start begging for my knot, to plead to be bred. It's all signs that you're going to make such a wonderful omega. I can't wait to get you knocked up for the first time. It gets you so wet just thinking about it. Knowing you're going to make not only your alpha proud, but your entire pact browns. Our future is in your hands, Omega. There's no one else I would trust with this type of a challenge. You're perfect for it. The most perfect bitch that Alpha could ever ask for. It makes you feel good knowing that you please your Alpha like this, right? Warmth settles in your gut as you watch me. Not going to move without permission despite the growing wetness between your thighs. And so cute how you bare your neck. Let me abuse your mating gland like this. Every swipe of my tongue against you makes you shiver in pleasure, doesn't it? It's okay, Omega. Alpha's got you. You're going to be a good bitch and take what you're given, aren't you? Oh, that's right, little lamb. Not going to get greedy and ask for more. You already know that Alpha will give you exactly what you can handle. You are an Omega, after all. You don't know what you can actually take. All you know is that you want more. Want to feel better. You want more pleasure, don't you? Starting to squirm underneath me. I have to take your wrists and pin you to the creaky bed underneath us. Once you felt my cock getting hard, all of your patience left, huh? Just want to feel my knot growing inside you. Don't want to wait even a second. Do you think you deserve it? Have you been good enough for Alpha to breed? Of course you think that. You're a bitch. You're going to say whatever it takes to get fucked, fool. It's not like you have any common sense. You're used to when you were an alpha, but now you're too far gone. All those alpha instincts have been drained away. Tossed out for being a proper Omega, knowing your place. You don't need to remember how to posture anymore. It's more important for you to know how to present. You're never going to use the knowledge of how to growl anymore. But you are going to get quite a bit out of purring. The harder you think, the harder you try to be an alpha, the more difficult it's going to become, the less you'll remember it. It's best to not think too hard about it. That old life of yours is in the past. Being an alpha didn't feel right to you. It didn't make any sense. Being an Omega, well, that makes you feel good, doesn't it? Finally at home in your body. You truthfully are an Omega. Wouldn't even know you're a bitched one from how you act. So naturally submissive and sweet. Alpha made the best call she could have with you. Being an alpha was too much stress for you, little lamb. This is better. This makes you happier. This suits you so much more. You are meant to be a precious Omega. Someone to breed over and over again. That's the only responsibility you're capable of. You're just a mindless bitch who wants to take Alpha's cock all day, aren't you? Oh, so desperate to feel my knot again. Just like a good Omega should. Alpha's adorable little knot slut, yes. Starting to rut against me. You're not going to be able to deny yourself pleasure much longer, are you? Oh, no, you won't. Just look at you. Already letting out pathetic little noises as you rock against me. It's okay, Omega. Why don't you relax? Let Alpha take care of you. My knot inside your pussy is going to feel so much better than rubbing your clit against me. Oh, that's it. That's right, Omega. Use your words. Ask Alpha to fuck you, little lamb. Happily moaning as you get filmed up again. Oh, I'm going to miss this little lamb. Going to miss having an excuse to not do any work and fuck you all day. Oh, yeah. You feel so fucking good underneath me. Soft legs spreading and wrapping around my hips. Trying to bring me as close as possible. Whatever I give you, it's not enough, is it? Such a needy Omega. It's so cute. Alpha loves that about you. How easy it is to make you fall apart. Came to me without any composure. Even more proof that you were supposed to be bitched and not slut. Alphas are supposed to be able to control themselves, keep their instincts in check, be better than others. But you were never like that. Always responding with your emotions, reacting first and thinking later. It wasn't a good look for an alpha. It was giving us a bad name. Those are behaviors much more befitting of an Omega. Omegas need to be controlled. Omegas need a mate, or else their hormones get all out of whack. What you were feeling as an alpha, that wasn't supposed to happen. That's not a natural feeling we have. You are feeling that way because you are supposed to be an Omega. That's why it felt so good the first time Alpha slipped inside you, starting to fuck your eager hole. Oh, yes. That's why you've begged for a knot every single day since your first one. You wouldn't be able to go about your day like a normal person if you even tried. Your brain would start thinking about how good I feel on top of you. How my hand feels holding you down. How my cock feels thickening inside you. Oh, how my knot stretches your pussy out. You wouldn't be able to get anything done. You would end up coming right back to me and begging for a knot before work. And then, once that knot went down, you would be good for what? 10? Maybe 20 minutes if I'm lucky before you come back and beg for another one. Oh, yeah. Need a steady stream of cum because you're a good knot slut for your alpha, aren't you? Can't get enough of my cock, of my knot, of how good alpha can make you feel. It was never like this when you were an alpha. Sex is just better as an omega. You want it more often, and you always, always come. Don't even have to touch yourself to get off. Can come on my knot alone. Oh, yes, such a good nut slut for your alpha, taking it so fucking deep. Every press against your bitch button pushes you just a bit closer to the edge. Oh, yeah, can't control your voice level, can you? No, not when it feels this good. Your pussy clenching around me, trying to get me to pop sooner, starting to breed to ripe pussy as quickly as possible. You're so excited for your first heat. Gonna show me what a good omega you are by catching during your first one, right? Going to prove to the pack that there's a reason you are such a prized bitch in my eyes. Oh, yes. Going to show Alpha what a good breeding bitch you are. Get knocked up with twins. Oh, yes, you are. Oh, what a good omega. Taking it so well for your alpha. My cock hits just right, doesn't it? Nothing else could ever feel this good to you, little lamb. I'm your backed alpha, and on top of that, oh, I'm the alpha that's bitching you. Your instincts are screaming at you to submit to me. Screaming at you anytime you try to do anything but submit. It was always in your nature, Omega. This is how things are always going to be. You were always going to become my bitch, weren't you? Oh, yeah. Yes, a happy little knot slut, moaning around my cock as you feel it nice and deep inside you. This is where you belong. You don't need to be out there doing heavy lifting. You shouldn't put yourself in jeopardy when we go out on hunt as a pack. No. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're too fragile, little lamb. Just a sensitive omega. This is where you deserve to be. Squirming underneath alpha. Taking my cock like a good knot slut. And begging for a knot. Begging to be bred. There's nowhere else you really need to be. Oh, look so good like this, making Alpha feel even better. Oh, just look at you, little lamb. It doesn't feel right when your pussy is empty, does it? Because you're an Omega now, having your pussy nurse a knot is your natural state. You live for this feeling, don't you? Oh, I know you do, little lamb. Oh, yeah, that's it. If you were really meant to stay an alpha, you wouldn't feel this good wrapped around me. If I wasn't supposed to bitch you, then you wouldn't be so desperate for my knots. You're an omega, little lamb. Always have been and always will be. Your body is just finally catching up with what the rest of us already knew. Oh, fuck. I should take a smell of yourself, little lamb. Not a trace of alphaness left behind. If anything, you smell a bit sweeter, like you're going to start your heat pretty soon. Oh, do you feel like it started? Do you feel a warm sensation starting low in your gut? One that you can't ignore regardless of how hard you try? Seems like you need another knot and then you'll be in heat. Just like a proper bitch. Oh, fuck. You don't know how happy that makes me. What a good bitch you are. So fucking perfect for Alpha. Look at you. Oh, yes. I'm so proud of you, not slut. Yes, I am. You've made your Alpha so fucking happy. Going to breed you just how you need. Just how you deserve. Good Omegas get knots. And you, you're the best one of all, aren't you? Oh, oh, yeah, that's right, little lamb. No longer confused and thinking you're an alpha. Now you can actually do something. Now you can actually matter. You're right where you were always meant to be. No, fuck. You're underneath your alpha, taking her cock, feeling her knot swelling inside you, growing thicker with every thrust. Oh, fuck. Oh, right like that, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a good bitch. Feels so fucking good. Oh, come on. Come on, make me come. You can do it, Omega. That's your only job from now on. Making Alpha come, taking Alpha's knots. It's so easy that you can do it, can't you? You're not going to... You're not going to fail me, right? Oh, fuck. Oh, so fucking close. Oh, shit, I think... Oh, no, fuck, I can't. Oh, be a good bitch and come with me. You can do it. Let go, Omega. Be a good bitch and come on, Alpha Star. Do you smell that? That's not just any normal scent. No, no, no. That's your heat scent. Oh, that is so good. Oh, so fucking good, little lamb. Seems that was all you needed to be tipped over. Your body didn't want to go into heat and leave yourself so vulnerable. Wanted Alpha by your side. Wanted to make sure that you were taken care of and all okay. How sweet, Omega. Even when you're desperate, you're trying your best to please Alpha. That's how I know I picked right with you. There's no other Omega who could make me feel like this except for you. Oh, you're my perfect bitch. Yes, you are. So good for me. Feel so wonderful next to me. So easily taking everything I give you. You still want more, don't you? Even now, you're nursing my knots, and all you can think about is getting bred again, huh? Are you going to be like this after your first heat? I hope you are. I quite like this side of you. Makes it hard to keep my hands off of you. Instead, trying to find excuses to touch you or keep you underneath me. You feel you're happiest right here, don't you? That's because a sweet Omega like you deserves to be impaled on a knot, whatever you want. You're such a sweet little bitch. An eager knot slut who's always excited to do whatever Alpha says. Don't have a mind of your own anymore. You don't need one when you're an Omega. Your job is to do what you're told and be a good bitch, isn't it? That's right, Omega. So good for your Alpha. Look at you, already knowing your place. You thought it was going to be more difficult to be bitched. Assumed your body was going to fight the change and not want this. Turns out the opposite was true. Your body has always wanted to be an Omega. You just didn't know it until you took your first knot. Now that you are an Omega, there's no way you could ever go back to being an Alpha, is there? This is where you belong, Omega. I'm so glad that all it took was a little help from Alpha to make you see that. You understand that this is for the best, don't you? Of course you do, little lamb. You're such a good knot slut for your Alpha. Going to do your best to represent your pact well, aren't you? Then you can start that right now by letting Alpha breed you during your first eat.